I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. We've heard a lot in the last year about the evils of outsourcing. That's companies moving operations and jobs overseas because it's cheaper there than doing business here in the U.S. Now the government is out with its first attempt to place a number on those job losses, and the findings may surprise you. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what do the numbers show?
Well, Alex, in the first quarter of the year, the economy shed some 239,000 jobs. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 4,600 or so, 2% of those lost jobs went to people working for cheaper wages in other countries. In 7 out of every 10 job losses, work was actually just transferred here within the U.S. Most of the overall losses, by the way, came in the manufacturing sector. Most were in the Midwest. Of course, the question now is whether this information, or rather what this information will mean for outsourcing as an election year issue. There are several bills moving through state legislatures that would tamp down on companies being able to send work abroad. This may have an impact on that as well.
Have the outsourcing critics responded to these new figures yet?
Oh, you bet they have. First, they're slamming the figure for only counting layoffs at companies with more than 50 employees. So essentially that means that small businesses are completely cut out of this equation. And then some are looking around and saying, you know what, that figure just doesn't jibe with what we've been seeing. Marcus Courtney heads up a labor group for tech workers in the Pacific Northwest, and he says hundreds of thousands of Americans aren't just imagining that their jobs disappeared. His group keeps its own offshore layoff tracker.
We have more than 244,000 U.S. white-collar jobs that have been exported overseas. And we are saying that number because the companies themselves are reporting that this work is, in fact, moving overseas to places such as India. This is directly coming from the companies. What the U.S. Department of Labor is talking about is it's talking about the number of layoffs. That's very different than saying a company announcing that they're going to offshore 5,000 American jobs.
And in fact, he notes that just last week, Microsoft announced it's going to be opening a 3-campus project in Bangalore, India.
But what does that mean for outsourcing as a political issue?
Well, of course, it depends which side you play it to. Of course, the whole outsourcing question has lost a bit of its bite recently because the economy's been getting stronger. In fact, last month, employers added 250,000 new jobs to the payrolls. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into how married members of the clergy make ends meet.
Since you've raised the name, I'll just note that we have a connection to Microsoft. Microsoft owns our partner publication, Slate Magazine Online. Anyway, thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.